Fellowship's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider Monday through Friday. As you know, if you've been following along, we're still in Ephesians chapter 4, and today we are going to read 17 through 24. If you'll read along with me or listen. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about Him and were taught in Him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. So this morning, there's a few things that we're just going to break this down and talk about. In verse 17, the word futility means uselessness. As Jesus does, we should walk with useful thinking. Not to be useless, but to be useful for Christ. We should allow the Lord to use us because we are no longer useless for God's kingdom. We are useful. If you are a Christian, you are God's chosen people. Therefore, we should live our lives worthy of His calling. And we have talked about in past weeks about God's calling on our life. And in verse 18, where it says, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them. This right here is not speaking of ignorance as far as our intelligence. But Paul is talking about our ignorance with respect to God. And that means that if we're ignorant of something, it means that we don't know about it. And so that's what he's talking to them about right now, whether they know God or they don't know God. Before we gave our lives to Christ, we surrounded our lives with goals and possessions that our hearts desired. And that's what we were. We wrapped our lives around things and goals that we set and jobs that we wanted and that kind of thing. And now that after we've been born again, we're a believer, a follower of Jesus, we should follow Christ and what He wants for us. And the only way we can do that is through His Word. We thought these things were the most significant goals we could achieve before we were Christians, that making the best grades and making the most money and those kind of things. And goals are not bad to have, but we need to make sure that God is He's behind our goals. We found our worth in success of our goals, and our success should be found, and our worth should be found in Jesus only. But God calls on our lives as Christians to change all that. We now know that our lives and our goals should be around the works God has prepared us to do. And in verses 20 through 24, it tells us that now we have a new identity, that we're new in Christ. We should put that old life behind us and live as new creatures. We should no longer live as we did before we became a follower of Jesus. We should follow Him and His commands every single day. What goals are driving your life? Let's ask ourselves that all this next week. What goals have I set that are driving me or that drive my life? Are they goals that God wants me to follow? Or are they goals that I've set for myself? Or maybe someone else has set for me? God has called us to live holy lives. God created His new self, or this new self, so that we would be like Him. So our new self is to be like God. How can we possibly do this, you might think or ask? Because that's a big goal there, to to be like God. How can we possibly be like God as humans? In scripture, it tells us in different places that God calls us. He doesn't just call us. He equips us when he calls us. In three ways he does that is that our sins are forgiven when we turn to him. The Spirit lives in us. The Holy Spirit lives in us and helps us every day to know what's right and wrong and what we should do. The resurrection power is at work. And if you need any other scripture to read on this, how God equips us, I encourage you to go to Romans 8, 9 through 17 and read that. Be encouraged today that God has chosen you to be like him. What an amazing thing that God has done for us. He has chosen us to be like him. That's incredible. What an honor and a privilege to be chosen by God to be his child, to be loved so deeply by God that he sent his son Jesus to live, teach, and die on a cross and be resurrected 3 days later. All of that for us. The last verse, I'm just going to pray over us. Thank you, God, for those that know you as their Savior. Thank you for renewing their minds. Thank you for our new self. Thank you that now we can be like you in righteousness and holiness. Amen. Remember, if you don't have this new life and you want it, I would love to walk you through that process. God loves you.